Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you so much for staying on. We had problems with getting reception. They wouldn't take me on. So Evangelist Bernard finally ran somewhere and came up because you have to have a speaker. So, I mean, you know, on the switchboard. So she's up on it. And we just thank you so much for your patience. So we're going to get into it. Sorry about that. Welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, at this time. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer. Each and every one is invited. Please come out and pray and be led. We're on for 30 to 35 minutes, or as the Lord have his way, at Sunday. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived messages. And we appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Aiden Bernard and me, Sister Ruby. I call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we ask each and every one to pray God's will that it continue to go on with this broadcast. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist?
Amen, amen. I'm definitely going to say it today. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't care if blog talk is acting up. Amen. The airways, the phone lines, everything. Amen. But I'm still blessing the Lord. How many know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord? Everybody that call into this line, I believe they sincerely love the Lord. And that's why it's working for our good. And to those that are called according to his purpose. God have a purpose for us today. And that's why the enemy has been raging. Amen. Sister Ruby wasn't able to get on the line, as she said, and I had to go back into my contacts and pull up that old blog talk number. Amen. And we were able to get right on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil don't want this world to go forward. How many know that when there is a blessing, before the blessing, the opposition always comes. If you're looking for a blessing, and when you're expecting a blessing, baby, let me tell you something. You better expect that opposing factor, because there's a war going on, and there are two opposing factors. Amen. That's why we're talking about God order my steps. Amen. If we would have been rattled, if we would have been shaken, amen, you all would have dropped off the line, and the man of God wouldn't have been able to go through. But we're serving the enemy notice today, amen, that no weapon formed against this broadcast, no weapon formed against this line, no weapon formed against the speaker today going to fight.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So I'm opening up with the word of prayer today. And glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am going to rejoice in it. I don't care what stumbling blocks are in our way. I don't care about the obstacles. I don't care what it look like, what it seem like, what it appear like. Amen. I'm trusting in an almighty God, a God that's in control of everything, a God that made the universe, a God that made every soul that's on this line, every listener that is going to go back and listen. Amen. Even the speaker, God is in charge. All our steps today, Lord, we come against every hindrance. We come against every evil spirit. We come against every word, evil word that has been spoken and those that are unspoken. Amen. Against your people, God. We're standing on your promises today, God. And your promises are yea. Your promises is amen. Hallelujah. So if you're saying yes, God, our spirit is saying yes today. If you say amen, God, that finalizes it. That closes the deal. Hallelujah. So we're sealing amen. Amen. We're sealing everything that we're expecting today with the amen. Amen, God. We're looking for the man of God to come forward with a rhema word. A word that would transform. A word that would encourage. A word that would inspire, a word that would heal, a word that would give us hope for our situation, God. Ah, but we know there's nothing too difficult for you. Ah, there's nothing too hard for you, God. All souls belong to you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it, hallelujah, it belongs to the Lord. So, God, we ask you to anoint the man of God. We thank you for his sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for his support. We thank you for the labor hired of Messiah. He's been laboring in the vineyard, God. He's been telling people about your word. He's been crying out aloud and sparing not. He's been standing on his watch, God. And as he come forth today, God, strengthen him, God. Ah, yada the Messiah, that he would be able to feed your people. Hallelujah. With fresh manna in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thanking God for my sister today. It's her birthday. Before the show end, I'm going to just play a happy birthday song to Danielle. So you all tune in with me while stay on where we can just, she's not able to hear it. Amen. But guess what? In the spirit, we're encouraging her today. Hey, to let her know next year, amen, she'll be celebrating with us on Blog Talk Radio. And wherever else the Lord lead her to, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you all for tuning in. We thank you for your patience. And now we're going to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than the anointed, hallelujah, the anointed, gifted, talented man of God, Minister Liberal Democrat. Hail all the way from Los Angeles, California. Let's receive him by saying hallelujah. Preach the word, man of God.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, enter into his gates. Hallelujah. Amen. With thanksgiving and praise. Amen.
Right.
Amen. I understand that we had, amen, a little confusion on the phone lines today. Amen. And,
yes.
and everything. But the devil was just announcing that he's here. Amen. Amen. But, amen, you need to let him know that we're here. Come on, somebody.
We're here.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 and amen. He just wants to test your ropes today. That's all. Amen. So before we go another further, the Bible says whatever you bind on earth, amen, it's going to be bound in heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
And what do you use to bind stuff? You use your ropes. Amen. Spiritually, amen, your words that's coming out of your mouth are those ropes. And I'm asking you to get your ropes out. Amen. Because he let us know that he's here. The Bible says,
yeah,
amen, when they went to go present themselves, the sons of God, they went to go present themselves, amen, amen, to God. And God said, well, where you come from? Amen, amen. I just want to talk to the saints. He says, from to and fro and up and down in the earth.
Yes.
So he doing what he's supposed to do. But we are supposed to bind the strong man. Amen, amen, amen. So if you thought you was calling in today to sit down, amen, this is a new destiny prayer line. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. You going to work, amen, on this one, amen, to God, because we need to bind some stuff up. Amen. So get your ropes out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As we begin to pray, amen, again, and we begin to cover this line. We begin to cover, amen, to God, the evangelist, amen, of this line. Amen. We begin to cover, the armor bearer, amen, Sister Ruby, of this line. We begin to cover, amen, those, amen, that have been assigned to this ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen. Asking even now, as you begin to ask God to forgive you, amen, for anything that you've done before you called into this line. Amen to God, because we don't want no accusation. The devil saying, you can't get no prayer through because you just said this. You can't get no prayer through because you just thought about that. You can't get no prayer through because you just did. So even now, amen, wherever you at, you might be in your car. You might be behind your computer. You might be on your telephone. But begin to say, Lord, forgive me. Amen, for whatever that thought was, whatever that thing was, amen, God, whatever that moment was, amen, amen, because we are about to bind a strong man, and we ain't got time for no loose ropes. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time, amen, to get some strong ropes, because the Bible says whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound. In other words, you have the power to bind. Somebody say, I have the power to bind. Amen, amen. You have the power to bind. Amen. He don't want you to know about that. He don't want you to recognize who you are. He don't want you to understand that you have. Amen, the power to bind. Yes, your pastors and yes, your intercessors, amen to God. And yes, those prayer warriors that pray with you. But the Bible says, whatever you bind, that means you have the power to bind, amen. So in the name of Jesus, even now that you have repented, amen, and got that up there, that way there can be no accusation. I'm not going to do this because you did that. I'm not going to do that because you did this. Now that there can be no accusation, because we know we're not perfect in the sight of the Lord. The Bible says that your righteousness is as a filthy rag. So I understand who I am when I called into this line. I understood, amen, to God, that I'm not perfect. I understood, amen, but the song said, amen, I haven't been perfect. Hallelujah. But I've sure been faithful. I got a seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I can't sing it like he sang that thing. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. So we understand that, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen, that we have an anointing on us. So we're going to begin to pray. Find you a place, amen. You might want to just get on your lazy boy, sit in your lazy boy. You might want to, amen, sit on your couch. You might want to just lean back, amen, in your car, amen to God. You might want to just hold the phone by ear and just close your eyes. You might even want to walk with us. But amen to God, I'm asking you to get your spiritual ropes out, amen, amen, your words that you're going to use. The Bible said we need to bind the strong man before you do anything when you come in the house. Amen, amen. That crazy thing that's running around. You know, you got people around that, amen, to God, when you try to clear your mind and whatnot and meditate and say, Lord, and whatnot, all those thoughts start running around in your mind. As soon as you want to just meditate on the Lord, all of a sudden, every thought, did I turn the stove off? Did I lock the door? All those thoughts start running around in your mind, and you have to bind those thoughts before you pray. Well, guess what? Amen to God. That strong man is running rampant on the line today. He's running rampant in your mind and in your thoughts. So we're going to bind those thoughts, amen to God, that we can concentrate on the word, that all those thoughts that's running around, amen to God. Amen. You have the power, and amen, and you have been charged this day. That means if you've been charged, that means you have the ability to bind some stuff, right? Amen. So we want to begin to start. I'm asking every intercessor, amen, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, amen to God, hallelujah, amen, to take out your rope. Because the Bible said whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen, begin to bind, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You ain't got to scream it, amen, just mean it. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to scream this thing. You just got to mean this thing in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Amen, we begin to bind. We bind that strong man. Amen, amen, that they came on this line. You announced yourself. You let us know that you are here, amen, and God, that you are trying to interrupt something. Amen, amen, amen. But we are going to, amen, remember from the last message. Amen, we're going to put you where you belong, under our feet. Amen, we are talking about order our steps. So, amen, to God, we understand that, amen, I want to keep walking till I feel something today in this particular prayer. Amen, I want to feel that thing under my feet, whatever I call in with. If I was tired, I'm going to keep walking until that's under my feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If I felt sick in the name of, oh, come on and bind. You binding right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep walking until that sickness is under my feet. Oh, come on, somebody. If I was worried about something, I'm going to keep walking until that's, oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, you're going to be bound in heaven. I charge you. I charge you in your car right now. I charge you, amen, in your house. I charge you on your computer. I charge you on your phone. Amen. Begin to bind that demon in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind you. I'll tie you up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Not by power nor by might, but by his spirit. Amen. Whatever it is, amen, whatever been hindering you, amen, begin to tie it up right now, because you're about to get blessed. Amen. God is about to do something in your life. God is going to give you a rhema word on today. Hallelujah. So, amen, amen, we got to tie him up. Amen. He ain't got no business running around messing up the phone lines. He has no business running around making you worried. He ain't got no business running around giving you pains in your chest and in your hands and in your legs and in your hair. He ain't got no business doing that. So we bind him in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I can't do it by myself. I can't just tie him up with my one little rope. Amen. The Bible lets us know, amen, to God, that one man put 1,000 asunder and two men 10,000. So if somebody else is binding him, amen, as well as I am preaching, you are still binding. You're still holding him with that rope. I'm holding him in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus as the man of God preaches. I bind you in the name of Jesus as the man of God prays. I bind you because I've been given the authority. If God tells me whatever I bind, that means I can hold some stuff. It'll come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. That means I'm holding something inside of me. If I can bind stuff, oh, come on, somebody, I can hold something. Amen. In other words, I might be holding discernment inside of me. I might be holding word of knowledge inside of me. I might be holding the gift of helps. I might be holding some healing. The devil don't know what you're holding inside of you. But, amen, all you have to do today is bind. Bind. And I tie you up, devil, in the name of Jesus. I take away your authority in the name of Jesus. You have no anointing. Amen. I have the anointing. God anointed me in the name of Jesus. Amen. And what the anointing does, because of the anointing, whatever that yoke is that they call in with today, God, amen, it's being destroyed right now. It's dying right now. Something inside of you is dying. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever it was you called in with, amen, that was David prayed a prayer. Create in me a clean heart. See, David was always praying, amen, and renew the right spirit within me. Amen. That means it died, but I need that to become alive, and I need you to kill this thing, whatever this is. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit in me. Amen. Find anything. That means I want you to do an autopsy. I want you to look inside of me before this message, God. I want you to find everything in every sinew, in every piece of bone, in every piece of marrow, God, in every nook, in every cranny, God. I want you to find anything, amen, that might hinder this message, God. Anything that might hinder me receiving this, oh God. Well, I bind in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. You still got your ropes out. You bind it, amen, to God. That devil mad at you because guess what? Now you don't feel that pain no more. Hallelujah, because all of a sudden you bind finding it in the name of Jesus. See, when God does an autopsy, he finds stuff. Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. In other words, make God bigger than whatever you call in here with right this second. Amen. Whatever it is, just say, God, you bigger than that. Whatever it is, whatever you call in here with today. If it's pain, God, you bigger than that. Don't just repeat it. If I say magnify the Lord, don't be like saying, hallelujah. No, no, no. Magnify. Make him bigger than something in your life right this second. Oh, God, Lord, I was worried when I called in about this, but amen. The man of God told me to magnify you, so guess what? I might as well make you bigger than this. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, I might as well make God bigger than this. Amen. You ain't got to tell me what it is because your phone is on mute. I ain't got to hear your business, but all I want you to do is magnify him with me. Amen. God, God, you bigger than this. Whatever that problem you caused in here with, amen, begin to say, God, you are bigger than this. And that's how you magnify him. That's how you help me bind the devil. Amen. When the devil realizes, guess what? Amen. Amen. I have no power over these folk. They realize, amen, who they are. They realize that if they make God bigger, amen, I get smaller. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's still binding. Give you a few more seconds to bind. Amen. Ain't no, it don't make no sense, amen, for him to be running wild in your house and running wild in your ministry and running wild. See, when you call into this line, you're not fighting by yourself. You got some pastors on here, amen, binding and pulling down strongholds. You got some evangelists. You got some prophets. Or you got some you got some power on this line. You ain't fighting by yourself. Amen. So you might as well, amen, to God, start binding while your brothers and sisters with you, amen, to God, on this phone. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, right now, I bind it while all that anointing is in here. See, when the anointing comes in the room, stuff begins to die. Amen. Something is dying right now. Amen. It can't live. When you take away oxygen from something, I don't care if you don't know. You might not even know who that spirit is. But amen to God, if you put 1,000 people in the room that you do not even know, and you take the oxygen out of that room, every last one of them will die. How they ain't even got to know each other. All they will know is that the air been sucked out the room, and one by one they begin to pass out. And I speak that over this line right now. One by one, we take the air away from them demons, and they begin to pass out. One by one, amen to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody helping me bind today in the name of Jesus. And I don't even got to know its name. Amen. I throw 1,000 people in the room. I don't even have to know who they are. I don't have to know their background. I don't even have to know what they like, what they don't like. But if I throw them in a room, an airtight room, and I begin to take the oxygen out one by one, they falling. Amen. Amen. However, you don't even know what they're going through. I don't need to know. They falling. Amen. Because I'm taking away the air from them. See, this is what you do when you call in today. You begin to take away the air from that devil. You take away the air from that demon. You take away his power. And this is how you bind them. I make God big. Oh, come on, in the name of Jesus, they falling. Amen. Come on, quit pushing them. I want you to imagine. Use your imagination. Amen. I like imagining things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Imagine everything that's bothering you. Every spirit that's bothering you. Amen. Imagine you pushing it into a room right now, an airtight room. You ain't even got to know where they came from. Amen. But you know one thing, they're going to die today because they messed up and called into this line, and you pushed them in that room in the name of Jesus. Amen. And when you turn on, amen, I got the air tightness and whatnot. Now no air can get in that room. One by one, watch them fall. Amen, amen, amen. Because you're taking away their air. You're taking away, amen, I got their life force. Amen. I'm not talking about them now. See, guess what? I'm not giving you life. Amen. Devil, come on, somebody. You need to speak this. Devil, I'm not giving you life no more. I'm not going to talk about it. Amen, God. I'm not going to bring it up. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm not going to give you life, devil. I know it happened 20 years ago, but I'm not going to bring it up anymore. I'm taking, look at it. He just fell. He just fell. See, another one fell in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is how you kill these demons. You take away the oxygen. You take away the air. You don't give life to them in the name. I'm not going to think about you no more. I'm leaving you on this line. When I hang up, I refuse to bring you back into the office. When I hang up, I refuse to bring you back in my house. When I hang up, I refuse to put you back in this car with me in the name of Jesus. Have something else. Just about oxygen. Look at them falling. Look at them. They falling. Right, come on now. We got pastors on here. Somebody got a rope in their hand. A spiritual rope. Amen. And you binding up that strong man. Amen. And he mad because all of his captives captains, all of this demons are passing out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Those that was on your ministry, they passing out. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Those that was on your relationships, they passing out. Those that was assigned to your jobs, amen, to hinder you, they're passing out. Those that, oh, come on, somebody, your health, amen, when you're called in, amen, and you felt a sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, but because of the pastors who got these ropes in their hand, because of the evangelists who got these ropes in their hand, because of these prophetesses who got these ropes in their, oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, these intercessors, amen, got some strong ropes, devil, you messed up when you called into this line. Every one of them things is passing out. And the Bible says, because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's destroyed. Amen. Just receive that with us. Come on. Come on. Those that was praying with us. Amen. Say out loud, it's destroyed. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody that had a spiritual rope and that was binding up that strong man, it's destroyed because of the anointing. That yoke is destroyed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody just give God a wave offering right now. Amen. Amen. You just bind it up a strong man. Amen. We're going to pray that God will pour that virtue back into you. Amen. Just like when a woman came by Jesus and he said, somebody touched me. Amen. Spiritually, something came out of me. Amen. Don't you understand when you pray like that, amen, virtue leaves you? Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you need to be poured back into. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Not by power, nor by might. Oh God, but by your spirit, I want you to pour back, amen, into these fighters, amen to God. Amen. Strengthen their ropes again, God. Amen. Get their ropes even stronger from this message, God. Oh God, that it can bind a strong man on those assigned to them. That, amen, that demon, that amen, captain, that lieutenant, amen, that they will pass out every time, amen to God, they take away the air from them. We speak this in the name of Jesus, oh God, that there be no backlash and there be no retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. There's a spirit in here. Amen. A good spirit. There's a spiritual soul tie in this place. See, we always think soul ties are a bad thing, but there's something connecting you and your brothers and sisters right now on this line. Amen. When we fought together, hallelujah, amen, there was a joining going on. Amen. Amen. Yes, we are many members, but the Bible said just one body. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Just like fingers on your hand. Amen. They're different fingers, but when you bring them fingers together, they give a death blow. Amen. And that's what we began to do, amen, today. Yes, there's a lot of members on this line, but amen. Hallelujah. When we come together to fight, it's one body, one mind, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We're going to do some teaching today. We're going to do some preaching today. Amen, amen to God. And we're going to do some tearing down today. Is that all right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Our message today, our scripture. Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles, BibleGateway.com. Those of you that are listening online, on your phones, on your tablets, BibleGateway.com. And Psalms 119, amen, is our focus. Amen. Our text, amen to God, amen. 119th, amen. Some might call it a division of Psalms. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. But we're going to get into it. Amen, amen, amen. And we got to go through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God, hallelujah, wants us to break these words down. Amen. Amen. So I said again, we're going to do a little teaching. Amen. God, you might want to write some stuff down. Amen. You might want to go back in the archives and listen to it again. Amen. But we're talking today about verse number 132 and verse number 133 and 119th division of Psalms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We coming from King James, but like I said, in the drop down, go what you understand. Amen. Because the Bible saying, get all I get and get wisdom and get an understanding.
Understanding.
Now, David was praying. David was going through some things and some situations. And he was praying. The Bible says in verse 132, look thou upon me. He praying. And be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Or uses to do. Well, I use it. You know, I messed that up. I speak in tongue on that. But y'all got your translation. Thank you, Jesus. And 133, order my steps in thy word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Now, I'm going to introduce a word, and we probably heard it before, but we want to talk about the subtext. Now, S-U-B-T-E-X-T. Because when a person says something, there's something that he says, and sometimes there's something that he really means that he's not saying. So a lot of jokes sometimes, they say amen to God, amen. They said that women should come with subtitles because they say one thing, but amen to God, they mean something else. But this goes even deeper than that. Subtext. Look up in Bible, you probably can go on Google. You probably can go on the dictionaries and then Yahoo and different things that you use. But look up the word subtext. And the reason that's important because when David was speaking to God, there was a subtext. Yes, God said, I hear what you said that came out your mouth, but there's another thing that what you are saying. And I just want to give a definition, and we're going to get into this. Again, we're going to do a little teaching. Amen to God, some preaching. Amen, hallelujah, amen, some more binding. The definition that I have for subtext, an underlining of a distinct theme in a piece of writing or conversation. An underlining and often a distinct theme in a piece of writing or conversation. And I'm reading this again. It says, an underlining and often distinct theme in a piece of writing or conversation. Now, you can get your definition as well, but we're looking up the word, and we're talking about subtext. Now, I'm going to break it down a little bit, amen, and we're going to bring it here because it's not deep, but it's important. Now, what about all subtext? Now, all of a sudden, you never asked permission to do anything. You never asked your husband. You never asked your mother to do anything when you want to do something. You never asked permission. You just went and do it. But you ever notice that when you don't want to do something and somebody asks you, then you got to ask permission? Amen. We need some more cooks, amen to God. We need, amen to God, some more saints to come down here and cook on Saturday and feed some of the homeless, amen to God. You say, you know what, I got to ask my husband, you know, praise the Lord. I got to ask my wife, praise the Lord, amen to God. I don't know if I'm going to, now that's what came out your mouth. But the subtext, because the person that's listening to you said, now every other time when you want to do something, you don't ask permission. But when you don't want to do something, you got to ask permission. So what the subtext of that is I don't want to help you. Now this is important that you know the difference when people talk to you. Because when people talk, they speak, amen, something comes out of their mouth, but then there's always also a subtext. Amen, amen. So when somebody say amen to God, so here we go, amen to God. They taking a lady out on a date and whatnot, and they saying and whatnot, and she's saying, do you want to come up for a nightcap? Now, those are the words that came out of her mouth, but the subtext of what she's saying is she wants to know you in another kind of way. So we understand that there's a subtext, and there's what's coming out of my mouth. But it's important, amen to God, as saints of God, that we will be in a certain place that when people speak to us, that I could do like God did, and I can understand the subject. The Bible said, I made you in my image. So, amen, some things that God, he's going to put in you. Jesus said, greater things shall you do, because I go to my Father. So you got to get used to listening to the subtext, amen, when people begin to speak. So David said to God and said, amen, Lord, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Now, God, being who he is, he already knew what the subtext of what David was saying. He said, so what you're really saying, David, is I want to be your anointed. Hallelujah. I want to be your anointed, God. Now, why did we go from order my steps, Lord, to be your anointed? Because, amen to God, I understand that if I'm God's anointed, the Bible says because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. That means stuff begins to die. And so what David was saying, God, spiritually, I want to live. But, amen to God, all this flesh and all this, amen, mentality that I have, I need that to die. So, God, I want to be your anointed. Now, you look at the subtext of what that means. Lord, I want to be your anointed. That means, amen, again, we already talked that anointing, when the anointing comes into the room, something always dies. When the anointing comes in the room, something always gets destroyed. Amen. When the devil was acting up on this line before we got into prayer and before we got into binding. But when the anointing, and y'all felt it in your house, you felt it, amen, God, in your phone, your ear was tingling, your fingers was tingling, your feet was tingling, amen, God. Something was being destroyed because the anointing was in your room. It was in your phone, in your tablet, in your house. Hallelujah. But David said, Lord, order my steps. And we say, well, what is the subtext of what he's saying? He's saying, Lord, I want to be your anointed, because I looked around and every time the anointing comes in a room, it destroys everything bad. Well, what is the subtext of that? And we find that if you're saying, God, I need you to kill something inside of me, what the subtext, God, because God knows subtext. See, you can say stuff with your mind to God, but he knows what you really want to say. You can say stuff, amen to God, with your lips, and sometimes you can't verbalize what you want God to do. But the Bible says that the Spirit cries, Abba, Father, hallelujah. The subtext, the Spirit, the subtext begin to come out. He said, Lord, anoint me. I want to be your anointed. Lord, order my steps. But what is the subtext? Amen, 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 of anointing me, God, because I understand that when things get anointed, I experienced it on this line a few seconds ago, when the anointing comes in, stuff dies. So then we find that the subtext, Lord, I want to be your anointed, is I have something inside of me that needs to die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the subtext of what David was saying. When he's saying, order my steps, amen, now the subtext of that was, Lord, I want to be your anointed. In other words, amen, when the anointing comes in the room, stuff dies. Spirits, amen, die. They pass out. They lose all their power. Amen to God. Lord, I want to be your anointed. And then God even went further, and then what's the subtext of the anointing? And he find out that, amen, something inside of me, amen, needs to die. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe somebody on this phone, amen to God, amen, prayed that same prayer. Amen. When you came in, amen to God, and you said, Lord, order my steps. In other words, the subtext, God, I want to be your anointed. In other words, amen to God, hallelujah. Amen. When the anointing comes around, amen, I want yokes to be destroyed around me. Amen. I want yokes to be destroyed in my family. I want yokes to be destroyed, oh God, hallelujah, amen, and stuff that ain't happened yet. I want yokes to be destroyed, oh, come on, somebody, hallelujah, amen to God, on my children's lives. I want yokes to be destroyed, amen to God, amen, on those assigned me lives. Hallelujah, Lord, I want to be your anointed. Hallelujah, I want to be your anointed. I want to be, this is what I want to be, amen, in a place where stuff is always dying around me. Every time I look up, a spirit just passing out. Amen, 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 because the anointing is in the room. How many of you understand that, amen to God, because you come into a room, amen, and the anointing is in there with you, amen, spirits that was in that congregation have to flee, amen to God. They lose their power. When they were controlling somebody in that room cussing, they come into church cussing, but because you came in there, you came in and prayed, and the anointing is on you, amen, it passes out, it shut its mouth up, amen, demons will get quiet around you. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to be your anointed, that when I walk into a place, the atmosphere around me, amen, stuff starts dying around me, amen, hallelujah, my habits just start dying. When I called into the phone, amen, I keep calling into the phone, God, I realize I'm your anointed, because stuff is dying around me. Somebody said my smoking habit is dead. I had a sensation for it in a long time. My flesh that used to rise up, I used to have something in me every day. Amen. But now, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen. That spirit is dead. Amen. Something is always dying around me. That's how I can tell I'm anointed. Amen. I prayed. Amen. I prayed. I prayed. I prayed. Amen. I'm talking about the subtext. Amen. In other words, amen to God, I said one thing, but God, what, amen, do I really mean? So David said, God, order my steps. Amen, amen, all of my steps. In other words, I want to be your anointed God. I want to be in a place where stuff is always dying around me spiritually. Amen, somebody said, even if they got a problem, they called in with it, then they call in next week with a testimony. Amen, and so what happened to it? Amen, it's dead. I'm not depressed anymore. It's dead. Amen, I don't have lack anymore. It's dead. I don't care where it went, but it's dead in the name of Jesus. Amen, David said, hallelujah, order my steps. In other words, the subtext, hallelujah, Lord, I want to be your anointed. The subtext of that, I have something inside of me that needs to die. See, this is why you called in today, in the name of Jesus. When you say, God, I want you to order my steps, the subtext of that means, Lord, I got something inside of me. Hallelujah. It might be in my thoughts, God. It might be in my spirit. It might be in my conversation. But Lord, something inside of me, hallelujah, needs to die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So as soon as you pray this kind of prayer, amen to God, amen, 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 all of a sudden an assassin is commissioned by God. He sends his angels out. Amen, amen, amen. It's time for you to kill something because he got something inside of him that needs to die. She got something inside of her that needs to die. So amen, I'm sending out my angel assassins. Amen, amen, because of the subtext. Amen. You didn't ask me to send my angels to kill it, but you said order my steps. But the subtext of that is you want to be my anointed, and you know what my anointed can do when they come in a room. My anointed begin to kill stuff. Amen, amen, when people just running around thinking they're controlling stuff. But when the anointing come in, hallelujah, stuff, amen, to God, settle down, and they don't know why. Amen, they understand, amen, when they was running around, and amen, to God, I can't hit the people of God anymore. Amen, I'm telling you, amen, to God, when I was coming up, and I was young, amen, to God, and I was but a boy, amen, to God, when I was in an abusive situation, amen, and the Father began to throw stuff at me when I wash dishes, and I can just feel him on my back begin to throw stuff, throw beer cans or whatnot. It was a joke to him. But when the anointing came into the place, he couldn't even throw nothing. When the tongues came over me, he got scared, amen, and started running the opposite direction. I'm telling you, when the anointing comes in the room, and the stuff will begin to die that had power over you, stuff that you were scared of, stuff that had dominion over you. David said, don't let it have dominion over me. Ain't that what he said? He said, amen, order my steps in the word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. If that iniquity might have 2 feet, that iniquity might have 2 legs, that iniquity might be a man, that iniquity might be a woman, but whatever that iniquity, Lord, don't let it have dominion over me. Hallelujah. Order my steps in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I need you to order these things. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you to do this. Amen to God. Amen. Something need to die, God. Amen. Something need, amen to God, today. Amen. I called in this line. I didn't understand. Now, how? How can I help God? How can I help you to help me? Hallelujah. Somebody might be thinking that now. Lord, I don't want you to do everything. Revelations 12 and 11, a very familiar scripture. They teach on Saturdays. They speak about on Saturdays. It said, we overcame, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and by what? The power of their testimony. Now you said, amen, God, I want you to order my steps. But you have some work to do in this too, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. Hallelujah, right? So come on. So now I'm going to give you some facts. Amen to God. Because I got to show you, amen to God, what David went through, what he experienced and whatnot. And hallelujah. And people that we talk about in the Bible, we don't really think about what they talked about. How did they have God order their steps? Now, we all say that Abraham was the father of faith. Because of his seed, we got Jesus. Right? But I'm going to give you some facts. When Abraham was born, Noah was 892 years old. He was still alive. Wow. He was still alive. Somebody said he was still alive. When Abraham was born, Noah's son Shem was 390 years old. Somebody said he was still alive. So imagine Abraham is walking the planet Earth and Noah is still alive. Amen. His son Shem is still alive. Now, why is this important? We've been talking about Lord, order my steps. Lord, anoint me. Something inside me needs to die. Abraham is the father of faith. And he walked around, and Shem, amen, he was a descendant of Shem. Somebody said he was a descendant of Shem. Abraham was a descendant of Shem. He was 390 years old when Abraham was born. Now, when Abraham, amen, hallelujah, was 58 years old, amen, Noah died. Now listen, listen now. So Noah was alive for 58 years of Abraham's life. So imagine the stories that Noah told him, direct descendants from the flood. Ain't no hearsay, ain't what nobody done told me, but Noah himself, he seen what God did. He seen it rain all them days and all them nights. He seen with his own eyes, amen, amen to God, how I can build a ship and how many things can fit in it. He seen with his own eyes how none of them animals attacked us and none of them animals killed us. He seen with his own eyes they came two by two. What are my steps? The Bible says that they overcame by their testimony. So I can imagine the song came on and said, I got a seed in the ground. I can imagine Abraham sitting down with him and granddaddy Noah. And Noah, 892 years old, still walking the planet Earth. Hallelujah. Still remembers that this earth was once covered with water. Still remembers how God's voice sounded when he called him. How many of y'all remember the voice of God when he calls you out of your family? When he calls you out of your circumstance? When he calls you out of the crack house? When he calls you, amen, to get off the wine bottle? When he calls you out of whoremonger? Wherever he calls you from, don't you remember how the voice sounded? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Noah remembered. Noah remember how that voice sounded, and Noah was still walking the planet Earth saying, amen, Shem, I want you to go talk to Noah. I mean, I want you to go talk to Abraham because him and his daddy building them idols. I want you to go talk to him and put a seed in him. I want you to let him remember what we went through. Hallelujah. Be overcame by their testimony. I want you to tell them, amen, to God, what we've seen. See, sometimes, amen, it's hearsay, you read in books about what people saw and what people went through. But imagine that they're still alive. And Noah's still walking around telling you how it was when he heard God's voice saying, it's going to rain. Hallelujah. He was still alive. And he, amen, to God, he said, I remember. I survived that. And I want somebody on the line to just think about something that God brought you through. And I want you to say out loud on this phone, I survived that. See, you're still alive. Other people didn't wake up this morning. Other people, amen, they can't walk. Other people, they can't even hear this word today. Other people, amen, they're not even in their right mind. But you survived that. Whatever your heart was, you survived it. Noah began to tell Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what I went through. Now, Abraham was born. When he was born, Noah was 892. So imagine them coming around to this little boy and saying, amen to God. You know what granddaddy went through? Oh, come on, somebody. You know what great-great-granddaddy went through? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, Abraham, when he was 58 years old, Noah died. Hallelujah. When Abraham was 58. And Shem was 110 years old when he died. So for 110 years, Shem got to talk to Abraham. Hallelujah, somebody. Noah began to talk to him for 892 years in the name of Jesus. Amen to God. And then when Abraham was 58, so add 58 more years to 892 years. That was a long time. Amen to God. But Abraham had a conversation with Noah. Order my steps, Lord. So we find the subtext of all of that I just said. In other words, amen to God, somebody on this planet is still alive that went through something that you are going through right this second. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. In the name of God, you are not the only one, amen, that went through what you are not there. Some stuff you can never unsee. Some stuff you can never unhear. Some stuff you can never unforget. I don't care how many years ago it was. Somebody is walking this planet Earth went through the same thing that you went through. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. What is my testimony? Hallelujah. This is my story. This is my song. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Why am I praising him? Because somebody is still alive who went through what I went through. Oh, come on, somebody. Abraham. Sitting down and talking, amen to God, to great-granddaddy Noah. You 892 years old. So at that particular time, he couldn't talk. He can just listen. Oh, come on, somebody. Many of us were spiritual babies when we called into this life. You couldn't talk. You were getting beat up every day. But all you can do is listen. And you heard about somebody else went through what you went through. And I can see, amen to God, Noah telling him, amen. And don't you know when I heard the voice of God, amen, I didn't, amen. And mess around. Amen. It took God 100 years. Amen. To reign. Amen. Folk laughed at me. But you see what happened. Amen. I saw a whole world got flooded. I saw a whole world got wet. And in the name of it, because they didn't listen to what God said. I'm trying to tell you, amen, ain't nothing new under the sun. If it happened then, oh, come on, somebody. Amen. It's a time coming. The Bible talks about it. Amen. That Jesus is about to come back. Amen. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye. The Bible says, amen, two going to be grinding at the mill. One going to be taken. One going to be left. Two going to be in the bed. One going to be taken. One going to be left. When you see these signs, the Bible says, look up. You said, Lord, order my steps. Lord, what does that mean? The subtext of that means, amen, God, I want to be anointed. God, I want to be anointed. In other words, the subtext of that, something in me that needs to die today, God. Before I hang up this phone, amen, God, something needs to be put in hospice. Amen, they tell me to be, amen, I qualify for hospice. You have to be dying within 6 months to qualify. Amen, God, they say, amen, 6 months. Amen, we're going to put that spirit on this phone, whatever spirit has been on you. Amen, amen, whatever been holding you back. Amen. We're putting it in a hospice right now in the name of Jesus. It got 6 months. Amen. God, and then we're going to speak it out of your life in the name of Jesus. Because in those 6 months, you got some lessons to learn. In those 6 months, oh, come on, somebody. God is going to do some things. We talked about our sister Danielle. Amen. God, guess what? God is going to release her. God is going to move her out. But she has to learn a lesson. But she's in hospice right now. Come on, somebody. She's in a spiritual hospice. In other words, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Something. She is expected to spiritually die. And when she spiritually dies, God's going to send a release in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Somebody say amen to God. I am in a spiritual hospice. Amen. In other words, amen to God, they are expecting me to die. They are expecting something in me to die. Whatever that habit is, amen, you called into this line. Amen. I want you, when you hang up, to be expecting that habit to die in the name of Jesus. Amen. That lack. You called in with lack. You called in with bills. You called in with situations. But when you hang up the phone, I want you, amen, to put that thing in hospice and expect it to die. It's on the death watch. I'm looking at it. I'm watching you. I'm watching you die in the name of Jesus. I'm looking for you to die. It's a spiritual hospice on this. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, get your ropes out again. Get them ropes out in the name of Jesus. See, he don't like this. Amen, amen. He sent another lieutenant. Amen, to upset somebody. Amen. He puts out, come on, come on, come on. He sent another lieutenant to confuse and make somebody cry. Amen. He sent another lieutenant to make them think it ain't going to happen. But in the name of Jesus, I'm calling on you prophets. I'm calling on you intercessors. I'm calling on you evangelists. Amen. Begin to, come on, come on. I'm calling on you pastors. Begin to pray. Amen. We're going to pray these things into spiritual hospice in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a death watch. We're waiting for you to die. Hallelujah. Amen. God, you done had your hand on these children long enough. We're waiting for you to die, spirit, in the name. Oh, come on, come on. That taste that was in your mouth, whatever it was. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray right now. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. That thing will leave. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. Oh, God, we get our ropes out. Whatever we bind on earth, you said we're going to be bound in heaven. We pray for now, oh, God, who we were, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, and who we are, God. Who we used to be, Lord. We thank you for who we used to be right now, God. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for watching me witness that death. That was a spiritual death. When I look at, I want you to go in your mind and look at who you used to be. When you say, God, order my steps, the subtext of that is, amen, God, I want to be your anointed. In other words, amen, the Bible says, because of the anointing, oh, God, the yoke is destroyed. That means when the anointing comes around, something is dying. That means the subtext of that, amen, in other words, amen, something inside of me needs to die. So, oh, God, when I think about how I used to be, amen, I witnessed the death. Somebody say, I witnessed the death. Hallelujah, I witnessed it, I witnessed it. I witnessed how I used to be. I witnessed how I used to react. Come on, somebody. I'm an eyewitness of my own life. I don't need you to tell me about me. When I say, oh, come on, somebody. You can't even tell it like I can tell it what God done did for me. I witnessed the death. I put those spirits in hospice, me and Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Some stuff you ain't want folk to know about. Amen. But you got with Jesus, and you begin to pray, and you begin to pray, and you begin to pray, and all of a sudden, you got on a death watch, and all of a sudden, amen to God, that spirit getting weak, and that spirit, amen to God, guess what, that habit that has you every single day, it ain't got you every day now, then it has you once a month, and then, amen to God, oh, I'm talking about me now, I'm preaching on me now, amen. When I was in the flesh, I didn't think I could be celibate. I said, Lord, coming back into this thing, but I witnessed a death face. I'm trying to told you. Amen. You couldn't tell me that I would be a celibate man of God. You couldn't tell me that I would just, amen, put a hold on and see what they ain't going to be. You couldn't tell me that. But amen, when I prayed that prayer and said, God, order my steps in the name of Jesus. Amen. The subtext of that, amen, of God, I want to be your anointing. And the subtext of that, God, holy, something inside me needs to die. Amen. I want to witness it. Amen, of God. I was on a death watch. Amen. I begin to call into this line. Amen. And we begin to have prayer. Amen. I begin to call in prayer lines. Amen. I call in the Pastor Miracle line in the morning. I call in, amen, God, Prophetess David line at night. I call in this one through the afternoon because, amen, God, I needed people to be witness. I needed some ropes in the name of Jesus because that was a powerful, strong man. And, amen, God, when I got around the saints and they begin to pray and I went on that death watch and I begin to say, Lord, I still feel it. I'm still waiting up at night. Lord, I still feel it, God. I'm still, come on. Somebody might as well be real with me. In the name of you, when you're going on death watch, it don't die overnight. It don't die right away. Whatever your thing was, I don't know, it might be something else, but that thing didn't die overnight. It got to be put in the hospice. Amen to God. You got to go on a death watch. You got the spirits to begin to watch that thing die, and it's something that you have to do that assisted suicide. Amen. Dr. Kevorkian, he went to jail. Amen to God for helping people die. I'm telling you, I want to talk to somebody ain't afraid to go to spiritual jail to bind something up, to make yourself become a prisoner of Christ. Amen to God, and say, Lord, amen to God, not my will, but your will. Amen. Who ain't afraid to go to jail? Amen. That's on the spiritual line. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Amen. If I'm going to kill something, I might go to jail. Oh, God, but I'm a prisoner of you, God. If I got to go in Holy Ghost prison, in the name of Jesus, if something got to die. Hallelujah. Tie me up. Tangle me up. Wrap me up in Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have witnessed the death. When I talk about my testimony, when I talk about who I used to be, who I was, that mean amen, that something died, and I watched it. I witnessed it. Some of y'all, amen, if y'all would have seen it, you wouldn't have thought that thing would ever die. It was like a giant walking around. Sometimes had on red bottoms. Sometimes had a banging backside. Sometimes, amen, looked so good. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you about Jesus. I went on a death watch, and I said, Jesus, I need you to kill this thing. Send me to hospice, Jesus, and put me on a death watch, because I'm watching it, and amen, I noticed, amen, that when I would go on the flights, and I would handle my business, when they would throw that in front of me, all of a sudden, I realized that my flesh didn't rise. Y'all don't hear me? I realized it didn't mess with my eyes in the name of Jesus. I realized, hallelujah, that God created something different in me, and I began to watch it. Something was dying. Something was dying. Amen. No more cooking me dinners, bringing it over to my house. No more in the name of Jesus. How are you saying you want to talk on the phone? Amen. And trying to court me. No more of that. I begin to church in the name of Jesus. And amen. And I begin to commit spiritual things. Amen. And I begin to put that thing in spiritual hospice. And amen. I noticed that my spiritual thing, it got strong. I begin to have dreams, Holy Ghost dreams. You know it's a difference when you come out of a flesh dream and you come into a Holy Ghost dream. You know it's a different thing when you ain't had no clothes before, but suddenly you look at your hand and your hand look new. You look at your feet and they do too. Somebody said, take me again. Take me to the water. I need to kill it. If you got to get baptized again, do it in the name of Jesus. If you got to do your first works again, go ahead on and do it in the name of Jesus. He said, I have one thing against you. Yes, you hate who I hate. Amen, but you lost your first love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lost their first love. Somebody lost it. But we're putting out an APB right now. Ah, come on, come on, come on. Where the intercessors at? Come on, start praying. Come on, pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're putting those things on spiritual hospice. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In your life. Amen. We're going to death where something's going to die. Amen. In your life. Something that you ain't said out loud. Something that you ain't told this lying about. Something that you ain't even admitted to yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, but in 6 months' time, we prophesy in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's going to be a death watcher. Amen. And that thing that's been bothering you, that spirit that's been on you. Amen. And God, how are you? You in the hospital. The only way you get qualified is everybody knows. They agreed. The doctor agreed. Yes, it's going to die. Jesus agreed on the phone. It's going to die. Amen. The prophet agreed. Yes, it's going to die. Your brothers and sisters on this line, I believe they're touching and agreeing right now. Whatever your situation, it's going to die. Amen. So now you're qualified. Amen. You're qualified. You're qualified. Amen. Lord, order my steps. The subtext of that, I want to be your anointed. Hallelujah. In other words, I need stuff around me to start dropping dead spiritually. I need those habits to die, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I need those thoughts to die, Lord. And I need unforgiveness to die, Lord. Whatever it is, God. Amen. It's on the death watch. Oh, come on. I'm walking now. I'm walking now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. We in hospice. We in hospice. We in hospice, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Like Dr. Voykin. Amen. They try to lock him up so many times. Amen. That's all right, God. It's going to take me going to jail to get rid of these things. I have to become a prisoner to get rid of these things. I have to bind up my own ways to get rid of these things. I have to become under the subjection. Unless by any means by preaching to others, I myself become a castaway. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm looking, I'm watching it. That's on the death watch. Come on. I want you to get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper out right now. Amen. You might be on your computer and save it. Amen to God. These things are on death watch. In 6 months, amen, I'm speaking it, they're going to die. In 6 months, these things, amen, whatever. You ain't got to tell us your business. But amen, I want you to witness it yourself. You going to witness this, amen, the thing. You going to kill it in the name of Jesus. This is going to be an assisted suicide. Because God says faith without works is what? Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. So I need your assistance tonight. I need you whenever you listen. You might be listening in the morning. You might be listening in the afternoon. You might be listening in the evening. But whenever you listen to this, Amen, amen. You need to do something. I told you last week you need to walk. If you say, order my steps, that means you're moving. That means your legs is walking. That means something's under your feet, and you're feeling something under your feet. Well, now, God said, I need you again. Come on. My hands is your hands. My feet is your feet. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Write it. Come on, get your pencils. Come on. We need to do an assisted suicide in the name of Jesus. I'm talking spiritually. Come on now. Amen. You need to write this thing out on a piece of paper. Amen. Holler. Somebody say, you know what, lack. Amen. I come against lack right now, God. I come against it. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to assist this suicide. Amen. In 6 months, it's going to be out of my life. But in between those 6 months, there are lessons that I need to learn. This is what God has told me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. There are lessons within these 6 months. But after these 6 months, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. After I learn the lesson that I'm supposed to learn, God's going to move it. It's going to die. It's going to be like it ain't never been there. And then it's going to be like, amen, one of those things, amen, when I think about who I used to be. See, when you talk about who you used to be, amen, you witnessed that thing was put in hospice and it spiritually died. So all your used to be's, you say, amen, I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. Your used to be is all them dead bodies. Look at them. Look at all them dead. Look back spiritually. Look at your dead bodies back there. All them things you killed. It was assisted suicide because you had to help. Come on, you had to help God do it. God said, I ain't going to do it by myself. Amen. I ain't going to make you do nothing you don't want to do. Amen. This is going to have to be an assisted suicide. Amen. And you know I'm going to lock you up when you do it. Amen. In other words, I'm going to make you my prisoner so you don't go back to it. The Bible says when you do something like that, amen to God, he said you got to fill it up with something. Amen to God. In other words, well, they come back. Hallelujah. So you got to fill up that empty house in the name of Jesus. So in other words, how do I fill it up? I become a prisoner of Christ. Lord, order my steps. Lord, order my steps. What is the subtext of that? I want to be your anointed. Amen. In other words, the anointing comes, it destroys yokes. That means things begin to die when anointing into the room. In other words, the subtext of that, Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something inside of me needs to die. We release this in a line even now in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You writing it down. Amen. I'm going to do a spiritual assisted suicide on these habits, on these things that have been hindering me. I'm going to do an assisted. They didn't happen overnight. Amen. I thought I killed that thing, and it came back like Freddy. And amen. I thought it was dead. Amen. Because sometimes you got to keep choking the thing. You got to keep doing it. Amen. I got until it's dead. Amen. I kept fasting. I kept calling the prayer lines. I kept calling the line just like this. And after a while, 1 week I called in, I'd be like, guess what, Lord, hallelujah. I feel all right. No condemnation. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. I got no condemnation, and I feel all right. I wasn't dreaming about it. I wasn't thinking about it. And I wasn't, hallelujah, thank you, amen. So we thank God, amen, for the word today, amen. We hope we said something, amen. Order my steps, God, hallelujah, amen. There's a subtext when you talk. When you talk to God, God knows what you mean. But Lord, order my steps, amen. Can these dry bones live? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophesy to them. In other words, amen, when I ask, can he live? That means there's a thing in my mind, the subtext of that thing. I think I still got some life in me. Amen. I think I do. Can these dry bones live? I think. Come on now. Hallelujah. I say all the time, I'm going to go back to Samson if y'all get tired of it. Because in your spirit, so you have that analogy. Every time you think about not saying nothing, that analogy of Samson. Samson was walking through a bones, and he got 100 men about to jump on him and beat him up. And all he see on the ground is a jawbone. And it ain't got no meat on it either. It's a bone. No meat on it. Amen. No veins. And then what happened? He picked up that bone. And every one of the men began to fall. Because he picked up a bone of a mouth. Amen. What you doing with your bone in your mouth right now? Come on now. The only reason it's a bone because you ain't used it. The only reason it's a bone because you ain't used it in a long time, right? But if Samson can pick up something dead and swing it and kill his enemies, can't you? Greater things shall you do. You said, God, order my steps. This is how we do it. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray right now, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you give them this, oh, God, that this falls on good ground. Those things that they, come on, that's right, write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. These things are going into hospice. Hospice, amen to God. If you're living longer than 6 months, they kick you out. Hallelujah, amen. They expect you to die. Amen. They said, amen. We're giving you 6 months in the name of Jesus, and we're putting you inside of here. Amen. Y'all give them things 6 months. Amen and amen. We charge you. You be faithful. You believe what God said. Amen. And you watch what God do. And then testify that God got you out, just like Abraham did. Amen. Noah was 892 years old when Abraham was born. Shem was 390. They were still alive. Somebody said they were still alive. Hallelujah. Amen. When Abraham was 58, amen to God. Hallelujah. Shem was 110 years old when he died. Amen. Abraham, hallelujah. Noah died when, as soon as Abraham turned 58, Noah gave up the ghost. So them people been on this planet a long time, putting stuff in his head, telling him, this is what I went through. This is what I've seen with my own eyes. You're going to be able to do that to somebody too. Amen. You're going to be walking this planet Earth with somebody going through something that you're going through. And you're going to be able to look them in the eye and say, I still alive. Amen. God wiped out the entire planet. But look at me. Looking at Abraham being born, Noah was 892 years old. I'm still alive to see this. Hallelujah. You got some people that came up doing slavery. Amen, amen to God. They came up doing Jim Crow and the crop share thing. And then they had a black president. They said, Lord, I'm still alive. I never thought I lived to see this. I never thought. Some of y'all look around and see y'all loved ones saved, your mother saved, your father saved, your brothers and sisters. I never thought I lived to see this in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak this in our life. You are still alive for a reason. Order yourself. God got some places he wants you to walk. Amen. Walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless these people, God. Amen. Bless these gifts that's on this phone, God. Hallelujah. Amen. And bless these hospitals that's on this line. Spiritually, God. Amen. 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 Those things that you wrote down, you got to, amen, decree and declare that they will be dead in 6 months spiritually. You got to do that. The Bible said, amen. This is what you do. The Bible said, whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. God wants you to start using your gifts. He didn't give you those gifts to not use. He wants you to give those gifts, amen, and start rebuking and start using, right? Start rebuking and start using in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hardly know too much about him. I know too much about him. I know too much about him in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. Know too much about him in my heart. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus in my heart. Whoa! Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus in my heart. In Jesus' name. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen, Sister Rhoda. Amen,
Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let me hear you to set up something now. This
hallelujah.
Has been a treat to Rama.
Jesus, Jesus,
a
Jesus.
A treat to Rama. He didn't only teach it, he preached
hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
All
hallelujah.
In my step.
Jesus.
And he
Jesus.
Took that one scripture out of Psalm, the 119th division of Psalm.
Hallelujah.
Verses 133 and 134. My
yes,
God,
God,
this man has preached here today.
Hallelujah.
Lord of God, all we ain't nothing I can do. I can't add to it, neither can I take away.
Hallelujah.
But when he went to singing that song, I said, I'm going to call on Mother to just give us, maybe Mother can give us a chorus of an old song.
All
yeah,
right.
That was good. That was good. Y'all, I'm in my car, y'all, so if y'all, it's raining. Now it's 4 now while Mike can hear the raindrops. Amen. But I'm turning on there. Hallelujah. That was the word, Minister Democrat. God bless
hallelujah.
You. Mother
hallelujah.
Mother Chair. Yes. Glory.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Ah, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless your name, God.
Mama, hallelujah. You might have a phone on mute. Anyway, we've had quite a few callers on the line. I don't know where to go from here, but I'm going to go to Sister Corinthian. She's not always on, so I'm going to go to her. God knew
hallelujah,
it was going to be on
hallelujah,
this line.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
What he really said that stuck with me was, somebody is in the land of the living going through something that you're going through. They're living to let you know that, guess what, if I'm still alive and I went through, my sister been in prison 21 years.
Come
hallelujah.
On. Come
and
on,
as
come
I begin to just think about her today, when I'm overwhelmed sometimes, I think about Danielle's situation. And I say, this is the life thing that I'm going through. Look at what she has had to endure for 21 years. And I'm crying because I can't go buy a piece of a liver cheese today. Hey, she might not ever get no liver cheese. I can go to the store at any time and get what I want if I got some change. So I just, Lord have mercy, I thought about her as you were preaching, and even before you were preaching today. I think about my sister every time I'm going through a test and a trial. I think
about how
God has strengthened her, how God has allowed her to endure that hardness.
My Lord.
I have to repent. I have to say, Lord, forgive me. I can get in my car. I can wake up. Well, the Lord is the one that wakes us up. But I can get in this vehicle. I can drive here. I can go here. I can go there. But she's been confined for 21 years in the same building. Hallelujah. She has gone from prison to prison. She's been in Dublin, California for 20 years, and she was in another place for another year. She's been in that same place. And as I thought about that, Minister Democrat,
I said,
she has seen some people come. She has seen some people go.
She has
witnessed some of her fellow prisoner, inmates, die right there in the prison.
My God.
In her room. Some of them, two or three of them, was roommates of my sister's, and they died. En route to the hospital, dying right there in the prison. Glory to God. You don't think we need to let God hold our steps? It could have been me, Jesus. I don't know why Danielle, but he said she's in hospice. She's been in hospice for 21 years. I know the first 5 years they thought she was going to commit suicide. Then she did another 10. Then she did another 50. Then she did another 20. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My God.
And she still, hallelujah, maintaining a positive attitude. What about us that don't have no shackles? We don't have no physical shackles. We don't have no physical bonds, but we have some mental shackles. We have some mental bonds. Something is playing out in our minds that we won't get deliverance from. I heard the man of God say, he had to fight what he was going through. Get on these prayer lines and hear this word. Faith coming by hearing. We overcome by hearing what God has already done for somebody else. And Minister Billy, that's what our broadcast does on Saturday mornings. If you all rise up, she have an opportunity for you to give your testimony. We overcame who? We overcame
the enemy.
By the blood of the Lamb. So I'm encouraging, today is Danielle's birthday, and we just want, I'm going to play a little song before I get off, see the one, the happy birthday to her, and just, she can't hear it. Hallelujah. But I tell you, people of God, she has been a great inspiration.
Yes,
to me.
God. Thank you.
A
all.
Great inspiration.
Hallelujah.
To me. Many times she have had to, she not had to, but she have called me during my darkest hours during this 20 when my daughter was murdered. Her son went to prison. Danielle was on the phone. People were sending me flowers from the prison. The inmates got together. I remember those things,
Jesus,
Minister
Jesus,
Democrat.
Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Her fellow inmates in there got together and sent me bouquet of flowers and sent and condolences when my daughter was murdered. Thinking about somebody else. The he said he's talking about a subtext. Oh, this man done preached here today.
I'm just reflecting on
God ordering my steps. Then I had to come back to this place. I had somebody say, you had to come back. Yes, I did, because God told me to go.
Come on.
So God told me to go.
Come on.
I didn't have another option, Sister Barbara. I didn't want to come here, but God said go.
Hallelujah.
I'm not comfortable. I'm not satisfied. God told me to go. And that's all I can do. I said, Lord, every day when I have to go through whatever, I say, you told me to go. You obligated to me. You ordered my steps, Lord. So whatever I have need of, whatever the situation is, God, it's all on you. Because I didn't have to, if it was left up to this flesh, Mother Charity, I wouldn't have moved. I'd have stayed California. Ah, you're the Messiah. 30 years. Yeah, you're the Messiah. This man, the preacher, would let y'all come on in here. But I tell you, something is stirring me on the inside to hear this man of God say how he overcame Aaron, how he had to fight this flesh. How did he do it?
Connected.
Connected. We got to stay in God's will, people of God. We got to know that our steps have been ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Corinthians. Then we're going to go on and open up. Some have dropped off. That's all right. That means y'all have a little more time. God bless you, daughter. Love you. Sister Corinthians. Jesus, I miss you. Let me say this before she come on. Sister Corinthian is just like a daughter to me. She's a year younger than what my daughter would have been. And I tell you, she impacted my life. The last 4 or 5 years while I was in California, we grew closer. And her children love me, they respect me and honor me as though I'm their grandmother. They love me. There's nothing I've ever asked of them that they didn't do. They were just there. And even with my grandson being there, they're still there. She's a woman that loved the Lord. She is an intercessor. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. But that don't mean that let me make something clear. Just because you're an intercessor, just because you're a prayer warrior, just because you fill up with the Holy Ghost, just because you've been baptized in Jesus, that don't disqualify you from trouble. That don't disqualify you from suffering. That don't disqualify you from test, trials, and persecution.
Are
you going to suffer even the most? But I thank God for her because she stayed in the fire. She's still in the fire, but she's still calling on Jesus. And that's what I love about her. And no matter what she's going through, she hang on in there. Yes, it's been tough. Guess what? But ain't nothing tougher than our God. Ain't nothing greater than our God. Go ahead, Sister Corinthian. I just wanted to just honor you and let you know how much we appreciate you. God ain't through with you. Hallelujah.
I bless you, Jesus. Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I count it an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Jesus. I count it an honor and a privilege to just to know Sister Adrian. She's been also good to me and my children. I lost my mother when I was 15 years old.
Thank you, Lord. Wonderful.
Oh, what happened? I'm sorry.
I count it an honor and a privilege to know Sister Adrian, and I love her dearly. She's also been a blessing to my family, and she's been a mother to me. And my mother has been dead since I was 15 years old. I'm 40 years old now, and I've never found nobody that could even come close to me even calling mother or even won't identify them as being a mother to me. But Sister Adrian has been a mother.
Hallelujah.
And I appreciate God for her. And I thank you line for this for the New Destiny Ministries, this broadcast. I thank and appreciate God for this, because this is really a blessing. I don't take this thing lightly. I don't take it for granted. And every time I call in, I don't call in a lot, but whenever I do call in, it always blesses my soul. Such fresh manna from heaven. And I appreciate God, we ain't eat no molded bread and no spoiled meat, but we eating fresh manna.
Right.
And I appreciate God for being so mindful of. Blesses my soul every time I call in and I hear you, Minister Democrat, preaching and teaching the word of God, because
God
I always see how this broadcast has brought even new life to you. How you have been resurrected through this line, and I thank and appreciate God for that. It blesses me to hear you minister the word of God, and I thank and appreciate God for who He is and who He's been to us. I thank God for giving me new life in every dead situation. I thank God for restoring my family. I thank and appreciate God when you begin to speak about the binding and the loosing, and I begin to bind the enemy.
Hallelujah, Lord.
The devil has been coming against my husband to rob him, but my husband is a mighty man of valor, man of God.
My
husband has labored so before the ministry, the man and woman of God, and I pray that God will forget not his labors of love, but that God will count him worthy. And I come today to bind the devil on every hand that will try to capture him.
Hallelujah, Lord. In your name, God.
The drugs and the alcohol that he would even think about going to touch and drink, that they would be powerless, and I bind him in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God for his word, because it's God's word that would not turn back to him void, but it's his word will accomplish that what he sent for us to do. And today I come to take God at his word in the precious mighty name of Jesus. I take him at his word.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to have Minister Democrat before we get off the line to pray for your husband and pray for your family, that God would just continue to finish the work that he has already begun.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to go back to Mother Charity and Prophetess Darlene, dear Minister Aaron, Sister Ruby. I'm going to just go down the line since I have it open. Amen. I just want to make a few comments as I do that. Mother Charity, God bless you.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go to Prophetess Darlene.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone.
God bless you.
I give honor to God. I give honor to Evangelist Bernard. I give honor to Minister Liberty Democrat, Sister Ruby, each and everyone in their places. I tell you, I am full with the word.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for the word of today. I thank God for your testimony, Minister Liberty Democrat. I thank God for your testimony. I thank God for the word that you gave. You preach, you teach, you prophesize, you pray. You did it all. To God be the glory. I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
I pray your strength. And I thank God you've been an inspiration to me. You've been a blessing and encouragement to me and my ministry. Each and every one of you all have. And so I'm just fooled up right now. But
Wonderful, when
Bernard was talking about her sister, I begin to think about how blessed we really are. But right now I can just get up and go wherever I want to go.
And
I might have to wait and call the ride in the morning for the next day. I might be delayed because I have to wait a day, call a ride a day in advance. But if I have cats here, I can go on the cat, do what I want to do. And, and she began to make me think how blessed we really are that we can get up and we can get up out the bed, get up out the chair, get up out the seat, get up out of walking in the cars or whatever and just walk. Because somebody's paralyzed today. Somebody can't move today. And not only that,
that's
somebody
right.
don't even know who they are. And I began to think as she began to talk, and I begin to just have to praise God even more. You know, when I begin to cry out, hallelujah, I begin to cry out even more because she said she's been in that same prison for 21 years.
My God, she kept holding on,
and it was nothing but the saints' prayers, but she kept encouraging.
That's right.
You know, some people got businesses, some people got a whole lot of money, and some people got houses and lands and cars, and they still complaining and still doubting and still not praising God. So I said, God, just work on me. Just fix me, God.
Yes, me.
I can't worry about my sister and brother. I pray for them, but I can't worry. I said, after this word, it makes you look at yourself, examine me. Fix me, God. Make me whole even more. I'm thankful to God, but after today's message, I'm even more thankful. After today's word from you and the woman of God, I'm even more thankful, even more.
Yes,
so I
just
thank God because my footsteps were ordered on this line by Prophet Steel, and it's been the best thing that happened to me. So I just thank
God
for the words of the powerful men and women that come on this line. And I tell you, it's always, I always get fed. But when you come, when I hear the word from you, I get fed even more because I tell you, it's a spirit of conviction that you have to examine yourself. So I just thank God for you, and I pray your strength, and I pray that God continue to bless you and your family, and that you get more than you're asking for. And I pray
your
life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God bless you all, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank
Thank you, Pastor Darlene. We certainly appreciate you. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the divine connection. God always connect people, amen, and just even coming on a line and all the different lines that she associates with all of those people filtered from this line. But I thank God for Prophetess Darlene. She's faithful in anything
she
asks of her. She does it, so I just bless the Lord for that. I bless the Lord for that. When you love the Lord, then you are striving to please God. Then you learn how to comprehend. That's what Paul said. Apostle Paul said, I learn how to comprehend with all men. All of our personalities is not alike. Amen. But if you can learn how to comprehend and you can learn how to activate that love, then guess what? It'll be all right.
Come
It'll be all
on.
Right. We can't hold on to things. We got to lose things. Amen. So that's
what I
try to pride myself on, loosing things. And I've never been a selfish person. Amen. I'm always willing to share. And that's why God blesses me, because if I have $2, you surely can have a dollar or even a dollar and 50 cents. Because I look to the Lord to do what he needs to do. As Sister Ruby always say, always making provision. So I thank God for just allowing you to meet Prophetess Teal and Prophetess Teal directing you to this line. We certainly appreciate everything that you have done to support this broadcast and to support the ministry and the other women and men of God that comes on this line. So we bless the Lord for that. Amen. We're going to my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton, and then I'm going to go to Sister T, no, Elder Peggy Jones, and then Sister T. Mother Charity is not answering. I don't know what's going on. But amen. I just want to, again, ministers, this is appreciation day for me, I guess, more so because I'm thinking about my sister. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm just appreciating people. And you got to appreciate people. Amen. If we can give more appreciation to the animals and to these tangible things, what about God's people? And I just love my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton. I tell y'all, Aaron has ministered to me at times. Sometimes I'd be trying to be strong, and I might call him, and he'd say, what's wrong? Something's up with you, Agent. Something's up. And he just would start praying for me.
Thank
Amen. And when he started coming on this broadcast, I, you know, sometimes you don't want to toot your own horn, but some of my family members knew what I was doing, but I never called them and shared what I was doing. I just allow other family members to share it. And Aaron is that kind of person. And he, when he got all of this about this broadcast, he started sharing it, not just with my family members, but members of the church, his friends, everybody that he's connected with. He'll tell them about Adrian. He'll tell them about this broadcast and what we're doing. So I just love Aaron. He's a man that loves people. Amen. And people sometimes overlook him and might say, oh, he didn't see that. But guess what? Aaron don't let that slow him down. He keeps on doing what God has called him to do, and he keeps on ministering to people. I tell you, if Aaron tells you something, look for it, because it's coming to pass. Aaron, God bless you. We love you.
Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise the Lord. Family on here, all the family on here,
praise him.
Brother, the elder that you just taught just now, man, you was teaching the same thing God was dealing with me all day long.
All
God told me to forgive some things in my heart, to let it go. Let it go.
Right.
Start speaking those things, letting it go out your heart. Because the mothers from the church, we had a Mother Cannon, and we had a good, the ones that don't know Mother Cannon, she was on here teaching the back, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 months ago. But we was in prayer. And Lord, and the devil was attacking my mind earlier today, just making me feel like nothing's going to happen in my life, nothing's going to happen. I had to get out myself and had to press my way to prayer. And I pressed my way to prayer. God gave me a scripture in the Bible in Proverbs chapter 3. Lean not in chapter 3, verse 5, in that chapter right there, he's dealing with not leaning on your own understanding, but lean on your understanding in God. You know, you can't lean on what you're going through, and you can't see what you're going through neither. Only God knows your heart. He knows what you're going through for a reason. And I was reading that scripture to them, and I didn't know I had got to them so powerful what God of God was using my spirit. And the Lord was just dealing with my mind and said, you can't look at things on the outside. You got to look at it in the heart. If I said it's going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass. You got to believe it. You done prophesied on everybody else. Why you can't prophesy on your own life? God said it's going to come to pass. Talking about, Elder, you was dealing with the same situation before I even got on this line. God started dealing with me when I was fasting today at 4 o'clock, just dealing with my spirit that you got to start thinking and praising me in the midst of your situation. Yes, you're going through, but everybody's going through. What you were saying, the same thing. I started praising him, worshiping up in him, thanking him for my life, thanking him what he has brought me from. I said, yeah, that's all right, folks overlook me. So what? I start thinking, God, what you think about me? Is I'm doing the right thing? Is I'm pleasing in your eyesight? I mean, I'm not pleasing. I know I'm not pleasing to man or woman, but is I'm pleasing into your eyesight? Are you happy with what I'm doing? And then when the age of my cousin was talking about her sister in 6 months, no, it's going to happen before 6 months. We are on this line, the ones that have been praying for you. We are no lying prophet. The devil is a lying prophet, and the truth ain't in him. The thing is, it's going to happen in 3 months. God is about to do some things for you. Yes, you got to magnify Jesus Christ. Yes, whatever the enemy meant for evil, God is meant for good. You got praying warriors on this line that's praying that her getting out. You're right. Yeah. She suffered a long time. She's like in Daniel and the lions did. She suffered a long time. Yes, she did. But it's coming to pass. Not just her. Not just her blessing is coming. Our blessing is coming to pass. We suffer too. We suffered in the jail, so we suffer, too, in the mind. We suffer, too, in situations we're going through. God ain't forgotten us. It's when it's your season. This is the, and I'm not trying to hold up. When it's your season, God is about to open some doors. See, what it's her season like it's our season. So it's going to be happening in 3 months. We ain't waiting no 6 months. It's coming in 3 months.
I'm believing God for that.
Us praying in one or two, and it don't take a lot of people to pray to get to God. It takes one or two or three touching in the green. We are touching in the green, and she's going to be getting out sooner than what you think it is. We think it's 6 months. It's 3 months. That's what the Lord said, 3 months. It's coming in 3 months. The devil is a liar. And the truth is too much power on this line. We claiming it in now. We ain't thinking about next day. We claiming it now. But we going to speak it when it come to pass. I know I'm going to speak it when it come to pass. This is the time
right now.
We need to be turning. We all need to be turning around three or four times, talking about it's no place like home. It's no place like home.
Oh, no place like home. I'm turning around.
It's no place,
no place like home.
I want to speak it now.
That's right.
The stuff the enemy don't want us to speak, we got to speak it anyway. I'm speaking on the blessing now. God got to bring it to pass before you do that crusade. God is not a lying God. The devil's a lying God. And the truth is him. No weapon formed against us going to prosper. Great is that he that's in, that's in the world. I'm done. I'm not a lying God.
Lord, I bless you.
God is bringing everything to pass. He got to bring my wealth. He got to bring the money to me so I can bless his people.
All right.
And
all
this
right,
time that we living right now. It ain't the war waiting the next day. It's coming now. Just like the elder preached right now, Democrat. He preached it right now. Now the things hold for evidence of things not seen. You want to speak those things? You ain't got the Holy Ghost for nothing. The devil is
alive. Lord, I bless you.
She's been waiting too long. She got to get them shackles off her feet so she can dance. I was listening to that song today by John P. Keek. That song by John P. Keek was powerful.
My Lord.
And God is good. Waiting on it right now. He's trying to get. He said, I'm waiting on my crown right now. And I forgot the name of that song. The enemy trying to mess my mind up. But I'm waiting on it
All right.
And I keep praying for me because I'm waiting on my. Mine is coming. I don't know about y'all, but it's coming. This pastor told me years ago. But it's on its way. Mine's coming. It's coming now. Mine's coming. It's coming now. God is bringing the minds now. I'm getting minds now. And
I'm getting
all minds now. He's a noun God. It ain't no way God. He's a noun God. We've been suffering too long. I'm getting minds now.
I got about three or four more people to call on.
Okay. Go ahead. I love y'all. Keep praying for me.
I love you too. Thank you. Thank you, y'all. And then we're going to Sister T. And then I see Sister Mercy is back on the line with us. Amen. God bless you, Elder John.
Yes, God bless you. Minister Democrat, Evangelist,
God bless you.
Sister Ruby and everybody. I'm telling you, first of all, let me just say this, and then I'm going to end it with my praise report. Minister Democrat, every time I hear that you're going to get on the call, I'm trying to be on there because I know God gives you a ram of words. Amen.
Thank you.
You walked the dog on that with that sub-top, that sub-head.
Yes,
I told you that I told you when I was teaching, my mama was an English major, so words mean a lot.
When
you come with that subtext, it's like I thought about that word, but I love you, but I'm mad. What you really want to tell me, what you mad at me? And when you said that subtext, I said, man, this man, he's doing something. He's telling me I got to watch my wording in order God to order my steps. I got to really say what I mean. Don't just say it, beat around the bush when it comes to that. That's what a lot of times we do as Christians. We beat around the bush.
Yes.
And we don't come straight forward. And Satan beat us down with our own words. I'm telling you, man, you have blessed me. You have blessed
me. My God.
Evangelist, I saw on the Facebook page about your sister. I immediately start praying for you, your strength. That God will continue to bless your family, give your family spirit. I like what your cousin said.
Yes, God.
I like what your cousin said. Not only did your sister suffer, but you have suffered because your sister hasn't been with you as well. And so I like that because you know what it means now that we can pray for the total healing of the family, not just for their healing, but for the total healing of the family because I know what it means to be without a sibling. I lost my brother in 2005 in Iraq. I lost my brother in 2005. So I know what it means to be without a sibling. To give you just a little confirmation, a little encouragement word, Evangelist, you have not been on this call, on this blog talk radio, on this for no reason. As Hassan said earlier, I haven't been perfect, but you've been faithful.
Because of your faithfulness
to this ministry, God is going to just do what you say he's going to do. He has honor. I'm standing in agreement.
I'm standing in agreement with
your cousin. It's not going to be 6 months. I'm standing in agreement that it's going to be quicker than you think. Every time you turn around, you're going to see Danielle. Every time you turn around, you're going to see Danielle. It's going to turn your whole family around. It's going to show your family the what kind of God you serve. What a mighty God you serve. It's going to show
right.
And just like he said about the three Hebrew boys, if he don't deliver, it don't mean that he can't. But I know that he's going to deliver. You understand what I'm saying? I know that God is going to deliver. So it's not a matter of he can or he is or he's not. It's a matter of fact of when you're going to deliver. That's all it is.
I got to end this
with a praise report. On yesterday, my husband and I was going through something. We had a 911 situation. I was on my way to do what I was supposed to do. And I said, on the call, I said, I want y'all to pray with me. I got this envelope in my hand. Let me tell you something. That was yesterday evening about 4:35 o'clock. We still on the call. I said, I need y'all to pray with me. And Michael told me, say, I got the victory. In Jesus' name, I got the victory. I said that to my spirit, believed it. I said it to your spirit, believed it. I said it to the heaven spirit, believed it. And guess what?
Yeah.
I got my turnaround today. You understand what I'm saying? I got my answer today. I'm talking about less than 24 hours. He took a 911 situation and made it a 119. Come on now.
Come on now.
We ain't on this call by accident.
Jesus.
We ain't on this call just to listen to each other say words. We're on this call because we are seeking God's faith.
Sister T, glory, God is moving.
And God, praise for Sister T, she's been with us from the inception of this broadcast, I tell you. Amen. She's been through some things, but she's been faithful to this line. Hallelujah. She invites people to come on. We just bless the Lord for Sister T. Amen.
Yes,
she is my sister. I love her. Hallelujah. Just like, you know how you love your biological sisters and brothers? There's no difference when you come into the family of God. Ah! Hallelujah. The Bible says, have a special love for the household of faith. Man, that means your sisters and brothers, you have to have a special love for them. Amen. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you. God bless you. I hear all the excitement in the Lord on the line today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Yes, Lord. God, who is truly the head of my life, to Evangelist Bernard, who is one of the loves of my life. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Liberal Democrat really brought the word today. And all keeps sticking out in my mind when you said that we're under spiritual hostage.
Yes,
Hallelujah. As I think about it, you know, if you really can dissect that word, oh, my God. And I had to deal with hostage in regard to my mom.
Yes,
I never
thought
he'd be in under spiritual hostage, but I see what God is doing to me right now. He has got to kill some stuff. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord needs to kill inside of me, I'll be his best. Free reign to do it. I thank God for that word on today. We are going to be evangelizing everything today, but I just thank and praise God. And I'm going to be the one, hopefully I can be the one that go pick your sister up from the Dublin prison.
Jesus.
To the airport so she can get on that plane and fly out to you. Happy birthday to her. And I just want to let you guys know I love you. And sometimes the Lord just knows when to send you that spiritual pool. I feel like I had some steak and some lobster today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God, for he is truly worthy. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Amen. That was the word. And Sister T, I tell you, Sister Ruby, I share with Sister Ruby how sometimes my sister called me, and you know I had to go to Dublin to pick up some of the girls, the women that was being released. And I remember one time I was telling Sister Ruby, she said, "Well, that's a blessing, that's a ministry." I said, "Well, Sister Ruby, but I'm tired." Danielle just, you know, she loved people. And she'll say, she'll just call me, Plunkett, she called me by my nickname. She said, "I need you to," she said, "I know you're tired." She said, "But my friend is going home tomorrow, and she don't have nobody to bring her to the airport. Can you?" And I have picked up quite a few women
and drove them
to the Oakland airport on their release day. And sometimes I get a little frustrated because some of them go home and they don't even think about Danielle. That bothers me. And I told her the last time, I said, "Look, don't call me for nobody else. I'm just being honest with y'all. I said, don't call me for nobody else because these people go home and they don't think about you." And Danielle said, "But that's all right, sister. That's all right. It's in my heart." She said, "It's in my heart." I said, "Well, it's in your heart, but it ain't in mine to keep on ripping and running for your friends." But you know what Sister Ruby said? "That's a ministry, Evangelist Bernard. That's a ministry." I said, "But Danielle, she's always thinking about somebody else." And she knows many of them have left, and they didn't keep their word, and they didn't stay in touch with or whatever. But guess what? Whenever she's connected to one of them and they're getting released, she calls her sister. Say, "This the last time. I'm not going to call you no more." And when the next one get out, she calls again. So, you know, I'm looking for that to happen. I would have liked to have been the one to drive there to go and get my sister. But I know one thing God showed me. One time I was driving from Los Angeles, and I was going to the Durant Center. And so I had to drive that way to get to the Durant Center. And I remember driving that way and living in Los Angeles. And as I drove that route, Sister T, I heard the Lord speak these words. He said, you'll never have to drive this route again, and Danielle will be in Dublin. He said, this will be the last time you'll ever drive this route, and your son is there in that prison. God told me that, and that was like several years ago, maybe about, that probably was about 2 or 3 years ago, I remember that. And I said, Lord, I was just reminiscing, and I said, Lord, I drove this this road a long time trying to get here and see Danielle. And the Lord said, you won't have to do it again. You won't have to do it again. So I thank the Lord for that. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Mercy was on yesterday. I know we've taken a little time, but thank God for those of you that stayed with us throughout the broadcast. So God bless you, Sister Mercy. Were you able to word? Okay, she may be on mute or something. Amen. So we're going to go to Sister Ruby for the last. She's the last one. Then I'm going to ask Liberal Democrat to pray for Sister Corinthian and her husband and family. And also, I just want to say to Sister Ruby, I don't even have words to express, really, what a blessing Sister Ruby has been in this ministry, in my life, and in my family life. It would take me several broadcasts. And she don't like anybody to make over her and say anything about her. But Sister Ruby has been so faithful to this ministry. She has, I've never, Blog Talk Radio has a bill every month. And I'm going to just say this. She don't like me to say this, but I'm going to say this. I have to. Sister Ruby have donated every month since I've been on this broadcast, over 2.5 years, have paid the Blog Talk Radio fee. Every month, she never missed a month. Sometimes she have given me the money 2 and 3 months in advance.
My God.
So many other things she have done to support this ministry, not just by signing on, being faithful to the studio and opening up the switchboard, but monetarily, Sister Ruby has been a blessing. If I told y'all all the things, Sister Ruby, and not just to me, sometimes I just throw things out there and I say, oh, a sister so-and-so, a brother so-and-so got a need. I'll just mention something that they're going through, and it might have a financial need or something. Sister Ruby, just hear me. She don't say nothing. But she'll call me back, and she'll say, what did you say, sister, brother so-and-so need? And do you know what? She'll go and make that happen. And I ain't calling no names and no situations. I'm just making it known that there's nothing. And Sister Ruby have a compassion for God's people. She have a compassion and a love for the things of God. And she tell me all the time, she say, I'm on a fixed income. And I tell her, yeah, she's on the fixed income, the income that the Lord has fixed. So Sister Ruby has just been such a blessing, and you all know she's quiet. You know, she's not loud like me. She just have a little quiet spirit, but she going to get her point over quietly, okay? So I just appreciate Sister Ruby. I tell you, I've been trying to work on her to see if she'll come down here and make a sacrifice and come for the City Crusade and treat herself to a little vacation. But I know she gonna do that. But Sister Ruby just has been a blessing. I tell you, she's faithful. And as I think about Sister Ruby, I always think about the scripture in Proverbs 28:20. I know that one by heart. It says, a faithful man, and I'm putting woman in there, shall abound with blessings. You can't be faithful to God's work. You can't be faithful to God's people. You can't be faithful to the vision that God gives his vessels, and God don't bless you. He said faithful, Proverbs said, a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound. What does abound mean? Abound means that you're going to excel. You're going to supersede. You're going to, to have everything that you have need of. That's what abounding means. You'll never be in lack. Hey, you'll always be fruitful. Hallelujah. So I say to you today, Sister Ruby, I'm pronouncing that scripture over you today. For everything that you have sowed into this ministry, for everything that you have sown, hallelujah, into my family, into the family of God. Hey, you're a liberal soul shall be made. You're going to always be made fat because of your sacrifices and because of the love that you have for God's people. So I'm going to let Sister Ruby have the last say. Then I'm going to give it back to the man of God. And I tell you, I'm just full today. I'm celebrating my sister's birthday. I'm happy. I ain't sad. Hey,
all right.
Glory to God. So, Sister Ruby,
praise the Lord, everybody. I knew Evangelist was going there, and I said, here we go. Oh, I don't usually like go there because, really, the Lord is the leading force in my life, and I know that he talks to you, and he lets you know what he wants you to do for his kingdom work. So I was just excited that he would choose me for me to come forth with monetary or whatever he said that was needed. He talked to me, not Evangelist Bernard. When she first...
Say that again.
He talked to me when she first broadcast. I think I the first month and told her, you know, I'm going to pay it for a year. And then the Lord told me, no, you keep on and keep
she
on.
Never stop paying.
Whether I'm on the broadcast or not, I feel like that was my assignment from Jesus Christ. And so, Evangelist Bernard, that's just a blessing. I just love you with the love of Jesus. You've just been so faithful to the broadcast, and you're truly working for the kingdom of God and are trying to allow him to order the steps of this broadcast. Like I tell them every time I get on here, that everybody out there, pray for the will of the Lord that it be done on this broadcast. And it sure have. The prayers of the saints have manifested Jesus himself on high and brought from heaven down here on the earth to his royal family. So I'm excited. And Minister Democrat, what can I say? I keep telling everybody, you know, I'm always with, it's a time of reflection, Evangelist Bernard, but that have gotten me ever since this broadcast aired, New Destiny, a time of reflection, and the Lord give us the opportunity to go back and reflect on different situations, on this line, the Lord sent you on this line, Minister Democrat.
Oh, yes, God sent him in. Yes, he did.
I said, Lord, I thank you. I just had tears all in my eyes because
came
on the chat room, and I was learning, and you were watching out for us, and you were saying back and forth, but you wouldn't go on the
thank you, Lord.
At time.
In the cut. Thank you.
And I said, Lord, and then you coming on the switchboard, but not only that, I said, Lord, I feel it in my bones that Minister Democrat, you sent him here to do kingdom work.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes,
I receive it, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I thank him for the man of God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Have picked up kingdom work. And you have not asked for a dime, no matter what. Mm-mm. When you got on this broadcast, we wasn't.
No, he contributes.
and, you know, I go back.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm going
Hallelujah.
Back to reflection because the Lord sent you here to
Thank
build
you,
up
yes.
this has to build up your ministry, and he has over-anointed.
Right.
He has sent you
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And
setting
up
Twitter
and doing this and putting this up and doing that up. You never
have
any. I say, Lord, he's from the kingdom.
Kingdom man.
Hallelujah. I get inspired. You know, when you got people on fire for the Lord, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. Now, if it wasn't no iron, it wouldn't have been no iron sharpening. Thank you, Lord. But amen. I called it here, and
Jesus.
I felt some irons upon this piece. Huh? Hallelujah. So God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This was so exciting to me because you came on, and I'm saying in my spirit, Lord, he's kingdom working minded. You know, it ain't about the dollars, it's about the kingdom, building the kingdom. And you came on and you built up the Twitter. I mean, Evangelist Bernard can go on and on, but you know, I go back. Like I say, I love a time of reflection. So many people, Lord, have on, but you brought this broadcast up to another level.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God be the glory.
Or
Hallelujah.
Any. Without mumbling, without complaining, like, you know,
don't do that.
I say, Lord, I thank you for Minister Democrat, and the Lord not only he has tremendously, because he has given you the anointing and naturally, spiritually, and he's opening up gates. I say, Lord, I thank you for Minister.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
I received
it. I like
Holy
that.
Ghost.
She didn't say doors. She
All
said,
right.
Gates is opening for you, man.
There's a difference.
Hallelujah. I like that, sister.
I
see
that.
I'm going to stop saying doors. I'm going to say gates.
All right.
You be encouraged because God see your work, labor, love with this kingdom work.
That's
and
right.
I said, Lord, he's from the kingdom. He ain't asked for one penny.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All
that's
right.
What we're saying about you.
The kingdom.
Thank you.
And every time you come on, I mean, it was anointed word. And you know, another thing, he always, when he gives you to come on, he always give you natural to spiritual. But he always instruction.
Yes, God.
He always give us instruction. And I
He always, he instructs me every day. Every day. He's a
but
good
anyway,
instructor.
I'm just, and I just thank Jesus Christ for you. For your spirit.
Ah, glory.
Amen. I appreciate you too, oh my God.
What can
Amen.
I say?
So I'll turn it back
what
over.
What can I
just,
say?
All
right, go ahead, Sister Ruby. You done?
Yeah, I'm just going to give this Minister Democrat. He's kingdom minded.
Amen. I appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are last
Amen.
Things.
Amen.
Well,
we just, you know, it would take me another couple of broadcasts. He haven't been on. I think you've been on here with us almost a year now. And he came on humble. He came on like he wasn't no minister. You know, he had a word. We know when he opened up his mouth, we knew he had an anointing on his life. Amen. And guess what? The devil also knows. Ha! Hallelujah.
My love.
That God have chosen, those that he have called, that he have set apart. This man have been set apart. And we just love him. And he's not selfish. He just don't come on and support this line. As we have other people on the line, he go and support Pastor Miracle, Pastor Prophetess Darlene, and what have you. And you can't hold people. We can't be lords over God's heritage. These are not our people. These are God's people. And we should share. We should support one another. But sometimes you gotta separate yourself. Hallelujah.
Right.
You got to know who you're listening to, because there are many voices in the land. Amen.
And all of
them that's preaching and teaching about God, they're not living what they need to be living. And I say that publicly. Amen. But this man of God have testified and told us about some of his struggles and what have you. And some people want to know, well, why? What is his name? Well, guess what? When he ready to release his name to you all, he'll do that. But I know one thing. God knows his name. Huh? He knows who he are. Amen. He knows
I got a new name.
Glory. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Honor and glory.
That is mine.
So we just
thank
God for the minister. We thank God for the anointing that's on his life. We thank God for him just being faithful. Amen. Even when he's working, he'll take the time, amen, and come in and listen to the word of God. He can call. He don't have to call in. He can get on his computer and listen to the word. But because of the love that he have for the people of God and the love that he have for the kingdom, as Sister Ruby said, it compels him to come. So we just appreciate you, Minister Democrat. We love you with the love of God, and we certainly are keeping you in our hearts and in our prayers at all times. So God bless you. That was a word today. I'm going to have to go back and listen because I was trying to do some other things still sitting here in this car. But that's all right. God knows. I thank God the air is able to blow on me. So we had some things going on, so we had to pull out our ropes. Amen. As we pull out those ropes, we were able to bind and loose. Amen.
All
so
right.
We thank God for you. Some of the callers have dropped off, but we're still on here. And I just want to give a shout out to my sister for her birthday today. We'll close out with that happy birthday song. But back to you, Minister Democrat. I do want you to pray for Sister Corinthian and her husband, Anthony Jones. I always call him deacon. I don't care what the devil say. He's still a deacon to me. So pray for that family and her daughter, Krishan. She's still looking for work, employment in Atlanta. Amen. So pray for that. And also I want prayer for myself, too, that, you know, I'm thinking about going back doing ADT while I'm here. So I just want, you know, if that's God's will for my life, that he would allow that to come to pass. If not, then he'll open up some gates like Sister Ruby said.
All right.
Amen. So back to you, Minister Democrat. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank and praise God, amen, to God. Somebody's been praying. Amen. We put these things in spiritual hospice. Amen. Amen. They are on the devil. We watching for some things to die. Amen to God. They got expiration dates on them. Amen to God. That lack has expiration dates on it. Amen to God. Amen. Sister Corinthian situation. Amen. Has an expiration date on it. Amen to God. Amen.
Cool.
Amen. Amen. God is going to do a thing. Amen. Because of her faithfulness. Amen. So we thank amen.
Jesus.
And we thank God for the father-daughter conference. Amen. I heard that, amen, God blessed there, met
you
guys there as well.
It was a blessing.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I've seen the pictures up on his Facebook. Amen. That God has blessed. Amen. 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 So God bless him and that ministry. Amen to God. That God is doing things, putting you guys together down there. And we're going to continue to pray for the crusade as well. Amen. That God to continue. Amen to God to order our steps in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, right now, God, we thank you even now, God. Amen for our sister, God, as we bind our ropes yet one more again, oh God. Hallelujah. You said whatever we bind on earth, amen, shall be bound in heaven, God. God, we get our spiritual ropes together even now, God, and we bind that strong man in that house in the name of Jesus, oh God. We speak by faith, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that you go, God, remove that strong man. Oh, God, that the priest in that house can stand up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and take their rightful place in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we pray right now that you pour back into the woman of God, oh God. Amen. The Bible said that the husband is sanctified by the wife, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Even now, God, pour back into her, oh God, as she, oh God, had released. Amen, and pray for him, oh God. Oh God, we claim that soul right now, God. We bind our ropes together on that strong man, on that house, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even those who will listen afar off to this broadcast, God, they will touch and agree with us for her husband, in the name of Jesus, God, for her daughter, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, who's looking, God. Oh God, asking God that you open up the door. You said your gift will make room for you, God. Amen, that means something is moving out the way even as we are speaking, making God,
thank
making
God.
Something is moving, God. Oh God, somebody got to move out the way, God, so a position can open, God. Oh God, we know you're able, God. Hallelujah, oh God, because of the mother, God, because of the mantle that's on the mother, God. We ask you bless the daughter even now, God. Hallelujah, not by power nor by might. Oh Oh, God, but by your spirit right now, God, do a thing, oh, God. Even now, Danielle, God, on her birthday, oh, God. Oh, God, encourage her, God. We understand, oh, God, that the strong man is running around, and on people's birthday, they get sentimental sometimes, and they get worried, and they get these spirits, God. But, oh, God, we bind that strong man even now. Oh, God, send a celebratory spirit in that place where she is. Find your daughter, God. Even now, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, prepare her heart, her mind, her spirit. Amen. For when she's going to come home, oh, God. Oh, God, there's a spiritual hospice, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. We waiting for spiritual things to die. Amen, oh, God. Hallelujah. I've been binding her. I've been holding her back, oh, God. That when she come out, God. Oh, God, she will have no hindrance, God. Oh, God, that she will live every weight. And, oh, God, everything, oh, God. Oh, God, that in the name of Jesus, even now, God. We speak that over our life even now, God. Remember the evangelist, oh, God. Oh, God, the keeper of this line, oh, God. Oh, God, the watchman on this wall, oh, God. Oh, God, even now, God, pour back into her, God. Hardly she has poured into us, oh, God. As she has sowed seed into us, oh, God. Oh, God, even now, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, from this prayer, God. God, find her, God. Oh, God, right now there be no backlash, God. Oh, God, there be no retaliation, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, the mantle on this ministry, God. Oh, God, the keeper of the light, cover her, God. Oh, God, restore her, God. Purge, oh, God, things out of her, God. Oh, that she been praying with any sickness, God. We speak divine health over her life even now, God. Whatever sickness is in her body, God. Oh, God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. We bind that strong man, oh God, that she can do your work, oh God. We speak this in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we remember the armor bearer, God, set the ruby, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, even now, God, she had prayed, she had covered the line, God. Oh God, cover her, God, the mantle that's on her house, God. The ministry that's been assigned to her, God. Oh God, enable her, God. Oh God, that she can continue, oh God, to be a blessing to the kingdom, oh God. Oh God, we speak this right now, God. Oh, God, all those that have been assigned to this ministry, God. Oh, God, go in their homes, oh, God. Even now, stand with them, oh, God. Hallelujah. As we begin to close this prayer, God. Oh, God, that when they hang up the phone, God. Oh, God, those spirits won't be able to be in their house, God. They will not be allowed to go back, oh, God, into that car with them. They will not be allowed, oh, God, to go back into that room with them. They will not be allowed to go back into that relationship, oh, God, with them, God. Oh, God, but they will have a clean spirit, oh, God. You create the right spirit with them, oh, God. Oh, God, remove any, oh, God, unwelcome soul tie, God. Any lingering spirit, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, even now, God. We cancel that lingering spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, right now, God, right now, we call it out, God. Hallelujah, God, that principality, God, that been assigned, oh, God, to buffet that ministry, that man, that woman, God. Oh, God, we take away the power even now, God. We remove the anger from them. I don't even know the name of the demon, God. Oh, God, but plead the blood of Jesus, God. And we remove the air, oh, God, and he is fainting right now, God. Oh, God, he's loosing grips on people, God. He's removing his hand from them even now, God. He's removing his hand from their ministry, God. He's removing his hand from their finances, God. He's removing his hand from their body, God. Even now, God, he was moving his hand from their lips, from their throat, God. Oh, God, they can begin to speak and decree and declare, God, by faith, God. Oh, God, right now, right now, right now, right now. Now, God, do a thing. Iron is sharpening iron right now, God. Touch, God. Move, God. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake right now, oh, God. And we be so grateful, God. Oh, God, give you the praise, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, oh, God, be accepted in thy sight. Oh, God, our Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Somebody sing a song. I still got my joy. Said I still got my joy out of anything that I'm going through. I still got my joy. Said I still got my joy. Said I still got my joy. Thank you, Lord. Out of everything that I'm going through, I still got my joy. There's somebody said I still got my mind. I still got my mind. Hallelujah. Said I still got my mind. Thank you, Lord. Out of everything. that I'm going through. I still got my mind. Hallelujah. Said I still got my love. Come on, Holy Ghost. Said I still got my love out of everything that I'm going through. I still got, hallelujah, I still got my, hallelujah, my, hallelujah, I still, hallelujah, I still, hallelujah, I still got my throne, hallelujah, thank you, I'm going to church you right about now, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, after everything, Lord, yeah, but I still got my joy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, we thank you, thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God.
Bless my sister, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless
her, God.
She's coming home, God. She's coming home. We thank you, God. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Bless her, God. God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, God, let her be happy. Let her rejoice, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
She'll celebrate that. I remember all those women, God. Jesus, God. Remember, receive that happy birthday even now, God. I pray for Sister Pam right now that
yes,
had a stroke
yes,
in Missouri. I'm praying for her right now, God. Heal her, God.
Right now, God.
In the name of Jesus, touch her body. In the name of Jesus, God. We bless you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I don't know. We're going to have a mystery speaker tomorrow. So tune in. Amen. And on Friday, Pastor Beatrice Martin will be ministering. We're still continuing with this topic. Order my steps. And next week,
Hallelujah.
We're looking for Dr. Singleton to be back on the line with us.
All right.
Amen. He may do a two-day seminar. I don't know what it's going to be on next week. But just continue to pray. Remember, mark your calendars for September the 4th and 6th. Here
thank
in New Orleans, we're doing a citywide crusade and ministry launch. So we're looking forward to that September the 4th through the 6th. Amen. So pray for us. Amen. We're looking to flood this city. Amen. Where
all
we
right.
can, God, I am the Messiah. Where we can witness and minister
come
to
on,
souls. Amen. We're coming out our walls. We're going to be walking the streets.
Going
to the highways and the hedges and compelling souls, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in. Hallelujah, while the ark is yet open, while the doors of the ark is yet open. Amen, amen. Those of you that didn't hear this message in its entirety, you can visit us on YouTube. Amen, and this message will be downloaded, or you can go to our website,
www.newdestinyministries.com,
and you can click on A Time of Reflection, and you'll be able to hear these messages each and every day. Or you can listen on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're a friend on Facebook or Twitter, amen, you can click the link, amen, and it'll automatically, hallelujah, allow you to listen to these messages. They're in our
archive. New Destiny 54, hallelujah, on
Twitter. So we're going to close on out. We'll see you on tomorrow. The Lord will have a blessed day. We're going to close out with sing a happy birthday to Danielle, if it'll play, because we over our time.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy
so
birthday,
God bless
girl.
You.
Hallelujah.
We love you all.
And God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Elder Peggy. God bless you. Bless you, Minister Democrat.
God
that
bless
was
you.
A word. That was a word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby, God bless.
God
amen.
Bless.
Can you all hear this song? I can't hear it. It sounds
well,
like it's playing, but it's just turning. No, it's not doing it. So God bless you all. We love you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go. All right.
Now,
it's a celebration.
Thank you.
show just how much we love you, and I'm sure you would agree. But could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day.